Welcome, welcome to the Super T Podcast Show. I know that there is so much going on the planet Earth. And I know that someone may just need to be gently reminded of how amazing they are. So I'm here to remind you how beautiful you are, because you are much more than what you see when you look in the mirror. Now, I want to encourage you to absolutely love what you see when you look in the mirror at all times. When you first wake up, when you got some crust on the side of your mouth, some crust on the side of your eye, after you've taken a nice dump and you get up to wash your hands and you're looking in the mirror and you smell that funk, I want you to love that funky person you see. But I also want you to know that you're much more than your physical body. I want you to know that you are a soul. And if you're here, if you're listening, your soul has a purpose. And maybe perhaps you know your soul's purpose and you're living it. And if that's the case, well, congratulations to you. However, if you're searching for your purpose, the best place to look is within. What do you like? What makes you feel so good when you're doing it? What would you do even by yourself? What is it? Identify it. Know what it is. Is it helping someone? Is it doing paperwork? Is it cleaning? Is it being with your family? Is it communicating? Only you know what it is. Find that out first, because that is attached to your soul's purpose. And then after you find out what you love to do, what you like, what really gets you excited, then I recommend that you find some space and you set aside some time to get very quiet and go into meditative prayer, where you are asking questions straight to the divine. You don't need no person to go through. You need to call a psychic. You can go straight to the source. But you are going to need to be still. You are going to have to clear your mind and your environment of distractions. However, you are worth that. You're worth that time investment. You are worth those conditions to tap into yourself and discover your purpose if you have not already. And keep practicing this until you know without a reason or a bit of doubt exactly why you're on this planet. And don't worry about what life looks like right now. Just know that you have a purpose. You're here. And it can be just being a great mom, being a great sister, being a great you. Doing the things that you love to do. Because let me tell you something, when you are doing the things that you love to do, the vibration, the energy that you are sending out into the world is astronomical. You have no idea how far it's reaching just by you doing what you love to do. Now, you can figure out how to do what you love to do and monetize it at the same time. Monetize it means you're getting paid for it. And you can live that type of lifestyle where you are doing something you love to do and you are able to take care of yourself and your family economically. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you a secret. There is an abundance of everything on this planet. Yes, it has been mismanaged for many, 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 many moons. But we can correct that. See, those people that were mismanaging, they may have taught mismanagement to their children and their children's children, etc. But the truth is here and evident. And people are making their own decisions. So you make your own choice. You make your own decision with your life. You govern you. And discover that purpose. So I'm going to also say some affirmations. Because I see that you enjoy those. And I enjoy them too. I mean, I say them all the time. I am going to honor a great thought leader named Louise Hayes. She's not with us in the physical, but Louise Hayes is just, she's amazing. I recommend you Google her, but I'm going to repeat this. And I'm going to say this affirmation 3 times. And I want you to say it afterwards with feeling. The feeling and the words is what makes affirmations powerful. So I want to let you know. You ready? All right. Let's just jump right in. The point of power is always in the present moment. The point of power is always in the present moment. The point of power is always in the present moment. Your turn. Okay. So what does that mean? It means that the past is over and the future is not here. So your point of power is right now. Right now. Right now. And when you affirm this, you are taking your power back. Here is a little cliff note for you to carry with you. And reminder that you can listen to over and 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 over again. Because whenever you listen to it, it's going to be now. Whenever that time that you listen to it, you're going to be in the present moment listening to it. So once again, the past is over and done. And it has no power over you. Has no power over you. Has no power over me. You can begin to be free right now. I am free in this moment right now. Today's thoughts is what creates the future. Today's thoughts. And you can be intentional about what the heck you think about. I don't know if you listened to my last episode, but you don't just have to accept the thoughts that come into your mind. Challenge them. Yes, challenge your own thoughts. Know that you are in charge of you, because I am in charge of me. Say that. I am in charge of me. Say it again with feeling. I am in charge of me. Say it. And feel it. I am in charge of me. I now take back my own power. I am safe and I am free. Say that. Feel that. I am safe and I am free. Say that. Feel that. I am safe and I am free. These 10 minutes, which is 10 minutes to remind you just how magnificent you are. Listen to it as often as you need to. Listen to it first thing in the morning. Listen to it throughout the day. Listen to it right before you go to sleep. Remember who you truly are. Ashe.